Welcome to Nigeria Daily. I am Lilian Ogazi. The Nigerian Meteorological Agency, NIMET, has warned of possible building collapses and road crashes as rain persists, causing flash floods in many states across the country. The agency advises Nigerians to be prepared for these events to avoid damages from rain-related hazards and watch out for updates. Poor waste management may elevate flood hazard in a number of ways. Improper disposal of waste along roads could physically block the drainage system, influencing the flow of runoff water. So, it is safe to say that one of the causes of flooding is man-made. How does indiscriminate disposal of waste affect our lives? Our colleague in Kano, Usman B. Balarabi, speaks to some residents of the city.
My name is Ishak Abi from JPJP Arumi, Kano State. Waste disposal issue in Kano has caused flood recently, like in so many places. I mean, I can give you names, like this area they call Jain. It's very close to where I stay. You know, so many houses were affected by the flood and so much the houses got destroyed. You know, and mostly it's not because the government is not providing places where people can dispose their waste. It's because people don't clear their drainages. When they bring out their waste, they don't put them where they were supposed to put them. So they block all the drainages. And then when there's rainfall, everywhere will be flooded. And then the houses will be affected. So in a way, I think the blame should go mostly to people. And their poor handling of their waste, you know. And because the government is trying, like, to provide where people should dump their refuse.
Yeah, my name is Hassana Suleiman from Kano State. The whole waste management process in Kano is a little bit complicated because it's not properly handled or it's not properly managed by government or probably the officials assigned to carry out these duties. And most especially during the rainy season, all the drainages are clogged due to unnecessary wasted dump, and then it leads to flooding in a lot of the areas. Like the last time it rained, I think my area Hotoro was flooded, and the reason was because of the poor drainages and the poor ways of depositing waste by people. And also when it comes to managing this waste, even when there was recently a waste processing situation that happened, I think they gathered all the waste and it seemed like something good was about to happen. But then they left behind what they had gathered from these drainages. And then all of these refuse that have been gathered by the side of the road still went back inside the drains. So you see, nothing has actually happened at this point. The issue of flooding might not be solved if a change is not taking the process of waste.
Okay, my name is Lemon Suleiman from Tilimotela, kind of the exact industrial local government. Waste management here in our area is a painful act, and it's responsible of both government and the people as well. From people's side, if you look at it, you see that all the drainage and waterways, the people are dumping the waste inside. When it is rainy season, the passage that the water is supposed to pass through, you see all of them are blocked. The drainage that the water is supposed to pass, you see it on the road, and people remain stagnant for a while when it rains before they get a chance to move to pass through. This is a very big issue, especially in my area here, Tirumuntala, that we are experiencing this particular problem.
I'm Umar Musaya, who's a Kano State. Seriously, I can see that it used to affect me in two ways. One is that the disposal of waste everywhere used to attract more especially mosquitoes and other flies, which are very dangerous. Sometimes they used to cause diseases and bacteria such like cholera. We have been experiencing that outbreak of cholera for almost 3 weeks now in Kano. Then there would be multiple numbers in terms of mosquito problems. So it used to accelerate this malaria diseases as usual. That's point number one. Point number two is that, you know, our community houses, more especially here in northern Nigeria, especially in Kano, people used to dispose waste everywhere because they are expecting either the government or the society to come and pack it from there. So instead of them to unite themselves accordingly to make a proper place for the disposal of waste, so as they dispose waste everywhere, so it used to block the passage of water. so that when it rains heavily due to the lack of water passage, so it will now lead to the flooding and it may destroy properties. Sometimes it may lead to the loss of lives.
Those were some residents of Kano speaking on the effects of poor waste disposal in the vicinity. With urbanization comes a lot, from pollution to illicit waste disposal. The director, Abuja Environmental Protection Board, Dr. Hassan Abubakar, speaks with Bilkisu Ahmed on what the agency is doing differently by way of proper disposal of waste.
Oh yes, APB is properly disposing of waste, except that I will tell you, you see, waste disposal is the responsibility of every person living within an environment. You cannot leave the responsibility of disposing waste to only APB, because waste is being generated from different communities, different families. So if you don't, one, you must have a waste bin. Some people don't buy waste bin. They just throw the waste on the ground. And that is not a proper way of disposing that the waste. So if you do that, it means you are not disposing it well. You see, there's a level that we can go. Our own start from somewhere. It doesn't start from the initial stage of disposing the waste. You understand?
Yeah.
It's when the cleaning of your surrounding and inside your premises is your own responsibility. APB cannot go into your house and clean your house for you. So you are the one that will clean your house, clean your surrounding, and then you bring the waste out. You package the waste properly. What I mean is you put it in a waste bin, and then APB will come and evacuate. The public are not helping matters in most cases. Yes, this is the situation.
Okay, but what is the guarantee that where waste is disposed, they are not posing danger to the community?
You see, Abuja is designated. The dump site where all the Abuja waste is being dumped is a designated place. Okay. It's not just somebody sit down and say, go and dump there, or you dump anywhere you want to dump. No. So before FCT now decided to choose that dump site as a dump site, they must have gone through a lot of technical checks. They have gone through a lot of debates and arguments, and they finally arrived at that place. So anybody that decides to go very close to dump site and erect a bacha or build a house and then stay, then you cannot say that must be an illegal structure. It's not a structure that is allowed by the FCT. FCT cannot just give you a plot officially very close to the dump site and you go and build a house very close to the dump site. No, it's not a good one. Nobody will allow that.
Okay, so you mean the where the dump site is, nobody is supposed to live there?
Exactly.
Okay, so sir, lastly, is there anything that has been done to curb the indiscriminate waste disposal by citizens?
Yes, we have 13 mobile courts that goes around to prosecute anybody that dumps waste indiscriminately. And they have been prosecuting a lot of people. We have been sealing off people's houses because of indiscriminate waste disposal. If you don't have a waste bin, you know you have committed an offense in the FCT. So what we do is we'll go there and ask you to buy a waste bin. If you don't buy, we take you to court and you'll be prosecuted.
That was Dr. Hassan Abubakar, the director, Abuja Environmental Protection Board. You're listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a short break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
This is Nigeria Daily, and we're talking about poor waste management as one of the causes of flooding and what can be done to promote proper waste management. How really does poor waste management cause flooding, and how can waste be properly managed? Abdullahi Umar, an environmental activist, speaks.
You see, poor waste management leads to drainage blockage. And when the drainage is being blocked, so there is no flow of water. Without the flow of water, the water will go back to the houses, or the sewage will be jam-packed, and which will cause air pollution, which will lead to sicknesses, and it will cause the collapse of buildings, which will might cause serious hazard. Very important that the people manage the waste properly, because if you don't, all those nylons, all those plastic will end up forming a hole. You know, it's a unit, then it forms a hole. So that form, they will unite together and cause a serious blockage that is going to come back and harm the society.
Whose responsibility is it to actually manage this waste? Is it the role of the people or the government?
Yes, it's the role of both the people and the government to handle these things, because the people are to let the government know where to come in, and the people are to do their own part by making sure they take good care of this kind of disposition. You are not supposed to litter the place with nylon or any plastic, rather to put it in a dustbin. From a dustbin, then you take it to the destination, where from there the government will pick and go and dispose appropriately. And the government on its own side, it has to put a law or a fine, or to arrange for equipment and people that will be able to help the community in averting these sewage problems.
How can waste be properly managed? Do you think we're managing waste properly in Nigeria? And how can we manage waste properly?
The answer is no. We are not managing waste properly. Because you see, there is anything, all these things, there is a way to recycle them. Think of the plastic rubbers for water and the cellophane. All this can be recycled back to rubbers that we can sell, or to other equipment that could be used maybe in the farm or so. And the main deaths, maybe like, let's say for example, banana peel and what have you, they are a good source of fertilizer, and you can use all these things to recycle, to make fertilizer, to take to other refineries. You can recycle them even as an individual. You can use the plastic used for water to cut and maybe plant flowers or something like that. And you can use them as crop. That's as an individual that doesn't have anything. All those, there are a lot of containers that you can use. But when you go to recycle from an advanced level, maybe you have a machine, you can recycle all those, anything that has to do with rubber to form another thing. That is, you melt and recycle it. So there are a lot of things that you can recycle.
That was Abdullahi Umar, an environmental activist. As the human population and overconsumption grow, the waste we produce becomes harder to get rid of. We tend to think that waste does not affect us. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Not so much anymore. The problem with our waste is a lot harder to ignore now. We have everyday factors such as illegal dump sites and clogged drainage systems to remind us. A permanent solution to this will be the best for the survival of all. God bless Nigeria. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. You can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on bossprouts.com. You can also listen in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn Radio. Remember that it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, do contact us via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. That is 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Better still, you could send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.